From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump met with Kazakhstan President Nursultan Nazarbayev Tuesday and called the nation a valued friend and strategic partner in Central Asia. Trump also pointed to the country's nuclear disarmament and energy investments. Trump also touted the country's bilateral relationships with the economy.
We have a tremendous relationship in terms of economics. A lot of goods are being purchased from our country, meaning jobs, General Electric, Boeing, tremendous amounts of money. Kazakhstan is doing very well.
Trump added that Kazakhstan is a key partner in efforts to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson welcomed delegates to a meeting Tuesday in Vancouver that focused on pressuring North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program.
The United States extends its appreciation to all nations here for their efforts to date in the pressure campaign.
North Korea has defied U.N. calls for it to refrain from nuclear and ballistic missile tests. Tuesday's meeting was called following a November test of an intercontinental ballistic missile that spiked tensions and sparked a war of words between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
No puedo dejar de manifestar.
Pope Francis expressed his pain and shame over Chile's sexual abuse scandal on Tuesday in his first comments in the country on a crisis that has scarred the Roman Catholic Church's credibility. He asked for forgiveness and promised to make every effort to support the victims and ensure that such things did not happen again. Francis was making his first official address of the trip in the presence of President Michelle Bachelet, other Chilean officials, and foreign diplomats. This is VOA News. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan